Most people tend to avoid thinking about how they will die, but for some in the medical profession, death is an everyday occurrence.
That is the subject of an independent film screening at the Wisconsin Film Festival later this month. The film called Winter Hymns follows a Wisconsin palliative care doctor as she meets with patients over the course of a day.
So, you only meet with dying people.
Mostly. Sometimes people get better, but most are facing a very serious illness.
You've probably seen a lot of people come through here over the years, huh?
Over the years, a lot of people, yeah.
Now me.
Nathan Debbing is a filmmaker originally from Tolma, now based in Los Angeles. He wrote and directed Winter Hymns, which will premiere this month at the 2026 Wisconsin Film Festival. And Colleen Madden stars in the film as Dr. Linda Vobernick. She's an actor who's worked in theater, television, and film, including 25 years at American Players Theater in Spring Green. Colleen, thanks for joining us.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
And Nathan, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Let's start with you, Nathan, and the origins of this film. You were inspired, I understand, to make this film by your father's experience as a palliative care doctor in Eau Claire. How did your father's experience help shape the film?
Yeah, my dad was in family practice for most of his career, but towards the end, he shifted to palliative care, which, if people don't know, is kind of this growing practice. It literally means care without a cure. So it's for people with serious illnesses, potentially on their way to dying and hospice, but it's not quite hospice yet. And when my dad first talked about it, I always thought, this is really grim and overwhelming. I don't want to hear anything about this. But over time, I realized what most hospice workers and palliative care physicians say about their work, which is like, it's incredibly meaningful and powerful. And it just really stuck with me. And I thought it'd be the perfect place to set a film to kind of explore a lot of things I'm interested in.
And Nathan, the structure of the film, it's a day in the life of a palliative care doctor, Colleen, and we'll talk about that character in just a moment. But we're really in this room with her and staff and patients, and it's a series of intimate conversations. How did you structure this story?
Yeah, I got really obsessed with the idea of putting it in one room. People don't believe me, still don't believe when I tell them it's only in one room for the entire film. But I thought that was such an interesting pressure cooker because the patients themselves are in an inescapable situation. And then during the film, you know, we're kind of stuck with them in this kind of limbo place. So, yeah, we see about 9 or 10 of these kind of episodes play out. And I thought it was fun to kind of compare and contrast all the different experiences just as like a writer and try to give a build throughout the day and see first the beauty in the work and then also to see how taxing emotionally it is and then also to see the wide range of experiences of people going through very intense situations.
And Colleen, you play the main character, Dr. Vobernick, and through the course of that day, she sees patients nearing the end of their lives. How did you connect with this character based in part on stories from Nathan's dad? How did you think about this experience of a day?
It was a wonderful learning experience. When Nathan and I first talked about this project, I was really attracted to it. My small talk is usually about, you know, life and death. So I was really attracted to playing with this idea of somebody who lives in close proximity to people every day who are nearing the end of their lives. For me, what was challenging and interesting was learning how to control my emotions during the day with each patient. Because as Nathan explained to me, you know, obviously that she is dealing with this all day, every day. This is all she does all day, every day. And her mind is going a million miles a minute, thinking about medication and timelines and social work contacts. And so she's not really in the business of taking care of everybody's ups and downs emotionally, necessarily. And she certainly can't wear that for herself on her sleeve. So I really began to connect to her in a more stoic, I suppose, way, which is something that Nathan kept saying to me, more stoic, more stoic. That was challenging and really interesting and ultimately satisfying.
After watching it, Colleen, I was thinking, you know, people in Wisconsin, myself included, might be more familiar with seeing you on a stage at American Players Theater and elsewhere. You know, stage is big, and you've got movement and other people and a set. And here, the camera's right up on you. You're in this small room. As you say, you're not, the goal is not to heavily emote. What kind of challenge was that for you as an actor to play it? I don't know what the right acting words would be, but like really kind of tight in a way.
It is challenging, but it's more a challenge of calibration and recalibration. When I'm on the stage on the hill at APT, there are 1,000 people there, and we're hoping that the people in the back row can understand what I'm saying, can understand what I'm speaking, but also understand what I am playing physically. And then in a smaller theater, and APT has the Touchstone, and right now I'm at the Forward, rehearsing with Forward Theater, it's more intimate than a 1,000-seat theater. So I can be more subtle. And then, you know, the great learning is that on film, but I mean, it depends on the shot, you know, the frame. But if it's a really tight frame, I really just have to think and hopefully the emotions come through in a subtle way through micro movements of my face. Mm-hmm. That's challenging. It's a really exciting learning curve. It's like almost learning backwards, if that makes any sense.
And Nathan, Colleen is not the only Wisconsin actor in the movie. Can you talk a little bit about your recruiting of people from here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, well, like I was kind of fairly involved with the effort to pass the film and TV incentives in Wisconsin last year. And after that process, it became so important to me to try to build a film showcasing the talent we have here. And we have so much talent here. And I've been a big Colleen Madden fan most of my life. I grew up going to APT and also Sarah Day I grew up watching, and she's in the film. Paul Benson, Chike Johnson is also from APT. It was so much fun to find these people, but also find some people who had never acted before and then kind of really blew me away. There's a young man named Thaddeus Sikora, who's a dairy farmer and a volunteer firefighter from outside of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, who lent me his truck on a previous film, and he never acted before. And then he plays this young patient dying of stomach cancer in the movie. And he actually, I asked him not to do this, but he got up at 3:30 a.m. anyways and milked cows before coming to set. And then he still gave this very tender, lovely performance and just had never done it before. And that's what I'm most proud of with this film, is just kind of being able to step back as a director and, you know, let the actors take over.
And Colleen, that's one of the most powerful scenes, to me anyway, in the movie. What is it like being there? You're obviously an experienced actor, and you've got this guy who just came in from milking the cows. How do you work with him to make sure you're getting a good performance from your co-star in that scene?
I have to tell you, that experience was so marvelous. Thaddeus was so simple and true. When the camera was on him and not me, I was crying.
Me too, I'll admit.
Yes. And then so when they turned the camera on me for the other shot, I had to just, you know, there's a lot of Kleenex. I was dabbing my eyes and then I would be ready to go so that that wasn't happening in my shot. But he was just really lovely, really beautiful performance. He just was being.
We're talking about the new movie Winter Hymns, starring Colleen Madden, who you just heard, and Nathan Demming, filmmaker, also with us. Nathan, something that struck me and maybe offended me a little in the movie to think about it is the doctors, Colleen's character's doctor's associates, don't seem to give the field of palliative care a lot of respect, right? One doctor bursts in mid-talking to a patient. She's talking to a former colleague in an online meeting who's dismissive of the profession. Is that something that your father encountered when he switched to palliative care?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I should be clear that although it was inspired by my dad, you know, the entire movie's fictional. I made up all these stories. Yeah, but there's a tension with palliative care. I think it's so interesting because, you know, we take it for granted, the hospital system in our lifetimes, you know, like 100 years ago, it was a different situation. But there's kind of this feeling now that pretty much anything can be solved at the hospital, or at least we don't talk about the fact that, yeah, at some point you're going to go to the hospital and it's going to be the end, right? We all die. and the hospital isn't necessarily built to accommodate that. And palliative care, along with hospice, is, you know, trying to find a way to help patients navigate that process, but sometimes with tension with other departments. Yeah, that cardiologist who bursts in is mad and kind of implying that she kind of convinced somebody not to get a surgery. You know, it gets into a gray area really quickly, but I thought that tension was really interesting to explore.
And Colleen, you mentioned, you know, your small talk can be life and death. The vignettes, the conversations you have in the movie, your character has in the movie with these patients, I don't, did it change the way you think about a palliative care and hospital treatment and end-of-life issues, just because you're dealing with it as an actress here all through the creation of this movie?
I think it deepened something I've already been considering. I think it was really interesting to hear Nathan talk about the pressure cooker of that room, that the room she sees patients in, it's an inescapable, sort of hermetically sealed little room. And it made me realize, I suppose, you know, that this path to death, of course, is inescapable. There's no, this is it. That's the secret of life, that we die. What was kind of wonderful was to be facing person after person after person over those weeks who were playing people who were close to death, presumably. And it reminded me that we're all going there. And life has many faces and death has many faces. And it really did deepen my sense of connectedness to people. And everybody in the film, every patient that Dr. Vopernik sees, they're still trying to live. They still have rent to pay. They still have children to feed. They have marriage issues, or they are lonely because they're alone. So everyone is dealing with what they're dealing with uniquely as they're on this path. And it just gave me a real sense of, I suppose, deepened my sense of tolerance. You know, we're all in this together, alone.
One thing that really struck me in how the story is told is a silence. There's a lot of long listening and waiting. And in my job as a radio person, of course, long silences are the enemy. But this was incredibly effective, Nathan, in how you do this. What led you to say, okay, we're going to let these long, sometimes painful moments just ride?
Painful is the word.
Actually, Colleen, yeah, let's start with you, because I was going to ask you next. But was it painful to let to sit on those silences?
I wanted to kill Nathan. Yes, there was a lot of silence. I like to do a lot of improv when I'm working, and of course, you know, Linda couldn't do any of that. She just had to listen, listen, listen. And at some point, Chike and I have a scene where we're supposed to be quiet for 2 minutes, and Nathan forced everyone to just be quiet and not move for 2 minutes, and it was excruciating. Although at the end of the 2 minutes, it was pretty peaceful in that room.
Nathan, talk about that strategy, it sounds like, of letting those silences roll.
Yeah, well, I think there's such power in silence. And I mean, the movie's set during winter. And when I think of winter in Wisconsin, I think of silence. You know, I mean, there's an actual like effect that snow absorbs sound a little bit, right? So it is and there's no birds chirping. You know, it's just a different time of year. And I thought just a good way to also communicate what people are going through. They're thinking, we're thinking with them. And I really wanted the movie to be, although challenging, also hopefully an enlightening like meditation on death. You know, you have an opportunity with these characters to think about your own mortality during it. And I guess I tried by the end of the day to capture that beauty that hospice workers tend to describe. And also the perspective I think we all need, you know, working on this film helped me too, you know, like, am I really living the life I want to live? Am I spending my time the way I want to? Or am I on my phone all day? You know, like there's so many distractions now. And then also, I mean, if the movie has a separate thesis, it would also be that I really do believe we're all special and unique.
Yes.
And especially at a time when we're kind of like, you know, wider culturally, we're all at each other's throats all the time. I think it's really great to appreciate and understand that despite all our differences, we're all human, you know, we're all going through the same thing. And I think it's really absolutely important that we connect over our differences and see each other for what we are.
I think one of the things that Nathan was really successful doing was creating this sense of, this film is not slapstick by any means, but it's not depressing. There's a real raw beauty. I don't think the film allows you to be terribly brokenhearted for too long.
And we'll leave it there. Colleen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And Nathan, thanks for sharing this with us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Nathan Demming is a filmmaker originally from Tolma, now based in Los Angeles. He wrote and directed Winter Hymns. The film stars Colleen Madden, longtime actor at American Players Theater and elsewhere. The film premieres this month at the Wisconsin Film Festival in Madison. There are also screenings scheduled in Hudson, Menominee, Hayward, Whitewater, Manitowoc, Viroqua, and Eau Claire.